are bigger than you. While your husband and children are sent off to war, you hang up your flag, miss, don't ask much more. You think your side is winning, but you don't know the score. Down peace in the east, we are the best in the west. We don't reason very well, wearing bulletproof vests. It ain't money that's power, it's knowledge that's king. Better open your eyes, sir, they ain't the same thing. You don't have either, and that's why you're down. They ain't never gonna change while your head's in the ground. They don't want you going anywhere except 6 feet up. I believe in those dog lying wolves on the screen. Whose words you believe in, whose pockets are green. Well, you're green with
and Donald Trump decided that now he's going to bomb the hell out of the Houthis in Yemen. Like a dumbass move. But he's not America first. He's Israel's bitch. Netanyahu's bitch. He's not America first. You know. He's trying to make a deal in Ukraine and all. But when it comes to Israel, he's going to let them kill whoever they want. And he's going to help them do it. Look at what he sent them up. And just, what was it, $3 billion worth of bombs? And okayed their continued genocide in Gaza. They killed over 400 people just in one day. And the American people, oh, the American people go along with it? I really don't think the American people, most of them don't know and don't give a shit in one way or the other. One thing you can count on Americans being ignorant and not giving two craps except for it. When's Friday? When's the weekend? But Donald Trump, they gonna help that boo-boo kill millions. You know, we've been bombing Yemen by proxy through Saudi Arabia for over a decade. Giving them all the bombs, giving them all the intelligence, giving them targeting, giving them all this, and the Yemenis just disappear, and then they pop up again and shoot more missiles. They've been going after Israel since Israel started messing with Gaza. Since October 7th, they said, look, you continue this genocide, we're going to shoot any ships that come through the Red Sea, trying to get into the Red Sea. We're going to shoot them if they're going to Israel. The United States says, we're going to do this to protect the sea lanes and all. Look, we're not the policemen of the world. We ain't got no business over there in the first place.
Was Yemen in the process of attacking the United States? No. Did the president in that case go to Congress and seek a declaration of war against the country? No. The fact is, Yemen hadn't even threatened the United States before the bombs started falling.
Y'all got military men all over the place over there. Just trip wires. Just got them there so that if somebody blows something, a few of them up, you can go ahead and justify your bombing. Justify your billions and billions and billions going to the military-industrial complex. As Massey says, Thomas Massey says, the military-industrial complex demands $50 billion worth of war every year. If you ain't going to get it out of Ukraine, you need to get it somewhere else. So Trump bombing Yemen's going to go a long ways to doing that. But I think inevitably they want boots on the ground. They got to have some dead Americans. Otherwise, America's not going to put up with this crap. But if they can get some dead Americans and get Israel to kill some Americans and blame it on Iran or Iraq or whoever the hell they can blame it on, they can get them a war started. And all wars are bankrupt wars. So, Donald J. Trump going after that. Now, the economy going to hell in a handbasket. Just got new report on that, and it's not looking good. Even though Trump wants to say, oh, companies are coming back and they're going to invest this money and that money and all that. When consumer sentiment's down 27%. Home builders are talking about, well, we got to slow down. We got too many houses out here. The costs are going up. Oh, and guess where most of the studs that America's builders use to build these houses, most of them come from overseas, Austria, Canada, spruce studs, straight walls. So what are you going to do with that? You know, your little 25% tariffs and this kind of thing. Who's going to pay for that? Well, of course, it's going to be the American people. Yeah, Trump's going to save us all, boys and girls. Yeah, look at the avian flu thing. They're killing millions and millions and millions of chickens out there. If they test one damn chicken, the whole damn flock is going down. And it's a PCR test. It's not a test in the first place. Even the inventor of the PCR says it's not a test. You can find anything you want in anybody, depending on how many cycles you run. So that's bullshit. Living in clown world. Clown world from hell. South Carolina here in the Senate. I mean, at the State House, they just passing a budget. Another $1 billion. They ain't going to save no money. There ain't no Department of Government Efficiency down here. Now, bullshittery. I've seen what they call the Freedom Caucus now. I've seen multitudes of state senators and state house representative members. I've seen them come and I've seen them go. And I've seen them all talk about, you know, the big spenders and all that. And nothing ever changes. Sometimes there's more of these people than other times. Other times there's less of the Freedom Caucus. But there's never the system is not, the machine is not going to let you have enough people to change the nature, to change the culture, to change what the machine is designed to do. And that's to enslave as many people and as rich as fewer people, the people that are in control, as possible. That's what they're doing. So, you know, in clown world, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, back in 1776, they just got fed up and had a little common sense and wrote this thing called the Declaration of Independence. And the king didn't quite like it. And a bunch of people got together. And the king tried to use some force. And next thing you know, there was a revolution. That's where we're headed right here. Right here in the USSA. We're headed for, unfortunately, bloody revolution. But that's okay, and that's all right. Freedom, Tree of Liberty, must be watered from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots alike. Jefferson warned us about this, told us we ought to nip it in the bud on a regular basis. We haven't done it. Where are you going to be? What side are you going to be on? You going to be a Trumpian forever? You going to hang out with the Dems? are than the Dems, two wings of the same bird of prey. You going to be for freedom or liberty, or are you going to keep playing this stupid game? I guess that's all I want to say today. The choice is yours, people. Speak now, forever hold your peace. Till next time.
No, you don't care what they're going to do. You don't like worrying about things that are bigger than you. While your husband and children are sent off to war, you hang up your flag, miss, don't ask much more. You think your side is winning, but you don't know the score. There aren't peace in the East, we are the best in the West. We don't reason very well, wearing bulletproof vests. It ain't money that's power, it's knowledge that's gain. Better open your eyes, sir, they ain't the same thing. You don't have either, and that's why you're down. It ain't ever gonna change while your head's in the ground. They don't want you going anywhere except 6 feet underground. I believe in those dog-lying wolves on the screen. Whose words you believe in, whose pockets are green. While you're green with envy, you guess it's okay. Promise everybody else is getting stepped on the same way. You think you have freedom, but you'll wake up someday. So they tax you and drug you and work you to death. They defeat you and cheat you until your last breath. Then they poison your body and waste all your time. Then they pour on your strength, but it's all in your mind. You think you make choices, but you're just fast in line. Every church in you, schooling you, ruling you through. Selling you and telling you what's good for you to do. They abuse you, confuse you, and use you each day. Then they paralyze you, sterilize you, that's how they play. And you trust them, you lust them, you do anything they say. And they make you their pet, cause you signed your name away. You think you have freedom, but you'll wake up someday. But still you play. Yes, you think you have freedom, but you'll wake up someday. There's just no way. You think you have freedom, but...